This is Pastor Jeff Chavis. I'm the pastor of Church Online. We're an online community of faith, and you can find us at churchonline.com, but we spell that C-H-R-C-H. We say that all that's missing is you, churchonline.com. Of course, today is Valentine's Day, and of course, this is one of the days that we think about love. Of course, we normally think on Valentine's Day about romantic love, but that definition of what love really is. Of course, the Bible gives us an amazing definition, but our world today has this kind of twisted definition of what real love is all about. Everyone sings about it, writes about it. Poetry has been made about what is true love. And that seems to be the big focus of this day. But I want us to narrow it down. How would we define it? How could we share it with somebody else? How could we explain true love to somebody else? The greatest definition can be found in 1 John 4:19. It says, 1 John 4:10. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. Now I'm going to read the whole section. I always think it's important that we see what's before and after this, but literally that is a definition in a nutshell. In fact, it could be translated, this is the way true love can be seen. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be that propitiation. That word propitiation is a big word. We don't use that very much, but literally it's that atonement. It's that thing that it pays the price for something else. It's obviously Jesus Christ on the cross who pays the price for our sins. But in that, according to John, is how we see what real love is. Let me read this whole section. It starts in verse 7. So 1 John 4:7, I'm going to read 4:7 through 12. It starts out like this. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. In this is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love has been perfected in us. Over and over, the word love is repeated throughout this. And you get it. The definition of love is Jesus. The definition of love is his sacrifice for us. In fact, this connects so well with that John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. That incredible word that we know. So you would say, when we talk about love and what is the definition of true love, it is first and foremost that definition of sacrificial love. That propitiation, like it says there, that Jesus Christ came into the world because there was a problem. The problem was that we have been separated to God by our sins. And Jesus Christ's death alone is the thing that propitiates or pays the price or is the thing that sacrifices the need in every one of us. But then it gets a little deeper because really there's sort of three foundational things that we see in the text. Number one, we say God is love. It says it right there, verse 8. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. The very definition of God is love. Now, by the way, it's important that we don't misunderstand that and see our definition as love and place that on God. Because that's not what John intended. In fact, it's actually a little harsh when you hear those words. He who does not love does not know God. He's not sugarcoating this in any way. The very definition of who God is in that sacrificial kind of love that Jesus has for us. So you'd say, first and foremost, what is God? God is love. I read this in a commentary. To claim faith in Christ while harboring hate in our hearts is an insult to the character of God. Wow. That gives us a different definition of love and a different definition of God is love when we understand it that way. The second part of this, what has God done? And of course, 9 and 10, it explains it so well. And this is love. In this, the love of God was manifest toward us, that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. There it is, the definition of love. Again, today, Valentine's Day, and you're going to see those heart shapes everywhere. Heart-shaped donuts, heart-shaped, I don't know, cookies and whatever, you know. But the reality, the shape of love is a cross. The real shape of love is what Jesus Christ did for every one of us. He paid the price, the propitiation. But then the last part of this, verse 11 and 12, if God loved us that much, we ought to love one another. That continues what Jesus taught, what Jesus said, what Jesus demonstrated. He loves us, so we need to love one another. Again, not in that worldly definition of love, but in that cross-shaped definition of love, the sacrificial kind of love. So you'd say, the first part of this, who God is love, what God has done, God paid the price, God bought and paid the price for us. We then should love one another. And then the final thing in this is, what is God continuing to do? And that's verse 12. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love has been perfected in us. In other words, what God has done in us, maybe no one, you know, and maybe you've heard that before. Maybe someone has told you that. Well, I can't see God. True, but you could see the effects of God all over this world. And it could be found here when we love one another. And that, where is God and what is he doing? God abides in us. And again, one of those words we don't use very much, but to abide is to remain. In fact, some of your Bibles will say that. Remain. God is in us. God is with us. God is working through us. That's how this relationship should look. It should look like we fully understand. We are fully aware. We have fully surrendered to the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And then his love should flow through us. And that last line, and his love has been perfected in us. You want to talk about true love? That's true love. The love of God, Jesus Christ, cross-shaped, that manifested itself on that cross, on Calvary, and then it should be perfected in us. How is it perfected? It's perfected when we do those things that he told us to do. Love God, love your neighbor, love one another. When we have that self-sacrificing love that shows all around us, then his love is being perfected in us. And by the way, because it is a perfect love, on this earth, yes, it's going to be imperfect. Oh, we may have those flashes of his perfect love, but it really won't be perfected until we see him face to face. That one day when he says to us, well done, good and faithful servant. And we just, I don't know, I have this image in my mind, just him wrapping his arms around us and demonstrating the love of God in a way that we can't even understand. His love is so huge and so powerful. So today, as we think about this, on this day that we set aside to remember love, let's remember it like this. Romantic love is fine, but the real love, true love, is demonstrated on the cross of Jesus Christ. So therefore, let's love one another in that way, in that cross-shaped way.